Alright fam, listen up. This is Self-Care RX, your daily dose of real talk about making life less stressful and way more chill. I'm Riley Hart, your guide through this chaotic world, here to break down all the BS and give you some seriously effective self-care tips that actually work. Because let's be real, with Gen Z we're drowning in deadlines, install pressures and constant comparison drama. Today, we're tackling a big one. Perfectionism. Ever felt like your life is just one giant to-do list with impossible expectations? You know that feeling when you spend hours stressing over a single assignment or scrolling through Instagram wishing your life looked more curated? Yeah, me too. But here is the truth bomb. Striving for perfection is a straight-up trap. It keeps you stuck in this loop of anxiety and self-doubt, like running on a hamster wheel that gets you nowhere fast. So, let's ditch the pressure to be flawless and embrace the beautiful mess that is being human. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from perfectionism's clutches. First off, remember that good enough is actually pretty damn good. You don't need to achieve every single goal perfectly to be successful or worthy. Celebrate those small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and learn to say enough when it's time to stop chasing an unrealistic ideal. Think about it like this. Would Bente really care if that one high note in a song wasn't perfectly on pitch? Nope. She's iconic because she owns her talent and delivers with passion, not because everything is flawless. Second, let go of the comparison game. Seriously, stop scrolling through Insta, comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reels. Remember, people only show you their best side, their filtered photos, carefully curated captions, and perfect lives that they spend hours crafting online. Don't get sucked into this illusion. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Third, practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend who's struggling. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Aw. You probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. So do the same for yourself. Acknowledge your imperfections, forgive your setbacks, and remember that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Fourth, learn to say no. Overcommitting is a recipe for burnout and stress. Saying yes all the time just to please others or meet unrealistic expectations will leave you feeling drained and overwhelmed. It's okay to prioritize your own well-being and set boundaries. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. Finally, remember that progress over perfection is key. Celebrate the small steps forward, acknowledge the areas where you're growing, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Life is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the ups and downs, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward with grace and kindness towards yourself. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Imagine you're working on a major project and you've been stressing over every single detail for weeks. You haven't slept well, you're constantly anxious, and you're feeling totally burnt out. Sound familiar? This is perfectionism at play, that nasty voice in your head telling you that anything less than perfect is a failure. But what if you just loosened the reins, embraced imperfection, and focused on getting the work done instead of obsessing over every tiny detail? You'd probably be surprised by how much easier it would feel, how much more creative you'd become, and how much happier you'd be in the process. So, here's your action plan. Take a deep breath, let go of those unrealistic expectations, and remember that good enough is actually pretty awesome. Start celebrating your wins, no matter how small, and stop comparing yourself to everyone else's curated highlight reels. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with your squad, they need to hear it too. And hey, DM me on Insta and let me know what you think, tag the episode in your TikTok, or even stitch it with your own thoughts. Keep it real, keep it raw, and remember to follow, rate, and subscribe, because Self-Care RX is here to stay. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.